Hello, and welcome to the Death Penalty Information Center podcast, examining issues in the death penalty system. In this edition, we will be covering the issue of deterrence.
Whenever I hear debates about the death penalty, one of the issues mentioned most often is deterrence. What is the deterrence hypothesis?
With respect to capital punishment, the deterrence hypothesis refers to the idea that the threat of being executed may dissuade a person from committing a murder. To put it more simply, the question is, does the use of the death penalty as a sentencing option make our streets safer?
Isn't that a simple question? I know I would drive slower if I, say, faced an immediate heavy fine for speeding.
Punishments that are both swift and sure have the best chance of being a deterrent. The death penalty is neither swift nor sure. The average time between sentencing and execution in 2007 was 12.7 years. Many cases take 20 or more years to reach execution. And since the death penalty was reinstated in 1976, 41 of the 50 states have had no executions or average less than one per year. Texas is the only state to average more than three per year. If that heavy fine you described were given as sporadically as the death penalty, I doubt you'd be as worried about speeding. This logic led a majority of police chiefs to conclude that, quote, the death penalty does little to prevent violent crimes because perpetrators rarely consider the consequences when engaged in violence. An alternative sentence such as life without parole, on the other hand, is served immediately and is rarely overturned.
Does crime data support the idea that the death penalty acts as a deterrent?
Nationwide murder rates actually undermine the deterrence hypothesis. The South, the region with the most executions, actually has the highest murder rate, while the Northeast, the region with the fewest executions, has the lowest. This trend continues at the state level. States with the death penalty generally have a higher murder rate than those without it. This gap has persisted for decades and even widened in recent years.
True. But the raw data don't end the deterrence debate. What do criminal justice experts who have reviewed the in-depth studies on deterrence think?
The consensus among criminal justice experts is that the death penalty does not have a deterrent effect. In June 2009, a study that surveyed the nation's top criminologists on this topic was published in the Journal of Criminal Law and Criminology. The criminologists were asked to answer the survey questions based on the academic research and evidence, not their personal opinions on capital punishment. Their answer was clear. 88% of them did not believe that the death penalty acts as a deterrent to homicide. 87% believed that abolition of the death penalty would not have any significant effect on murder rates. And 75% agree that debates about the death penalty distract Congress and state legislatures from focusing on real solutions to crime problems. The authors concluded that, quote, the vast majority of the world's top criminologists believe that the empirical research has revealed the deterrence hypothesis is a myth. The consensus among criminologists is that the death penalty does not add any significant deterrent effect above that of long-term imprisonment. Studies have shown that our nation's police chiefs tend to agree with the criminologists. Substantial majorities of chiefs do not think that capital punishment significantly reduces the number of homicides, do not view the death penalty as one of the most important law enforcement tools, and do not believe that murderers think about the range of possible punishments before committing homicide. In addition, the chiefs rank the death penalty last as a way of reducing violent crime, placing it behind curbing drug abuse, more police officers on the streets, and a better economy with more jobs. As New Jersey Police Chief James Abbott succinctly put it, give a law enforcement professional like me $250 million, and I'll show you how to reduce crime. The death penalty isn't anywhere on the list. It is also worth noting that public opinion no longer relies on the death penalty being a deterrent. In the 1970s, most death penalty supporters cited deterrence as the main reason for their support. By the 1990s, only about 10% of Americans felt that way.
Thanks. It's interesting to know that both police chiefs and the nation's leading criminologists reject the deterrence hypothesis. But I think I remember reading about studies that quantified the deterrent effect, claiming that each execution prevented several murders. How can you reconcile the opinions of academics and law enforcement with that data?
Yes, while most studies have not found a deterrent effect, a few scholars have claimed the opposite, that some murders are prevented for every execution that takes place. But in a 2006 article in the Ohio State Journal of Criminal Law, prominent scholar Jeffrey Fagan of Columbia University described serious methodological errors in these studies. These errors included improper statistical analyses and missing data in variables that are necessary to give a full picture of the criminal justice system. Professor Fagan wrote, "There is no reliable, scientifically sound evidence that shows that executions can exert a deterrent effect. These flaws and omissions in a body of scientific evidence render it unreliable as a basis for law or policy that generate life and death decisions. To accept it uncritically invites errors that have the most severe human costs." Fagan's analysis was reinforced by research from other prominent scholars, including that of John J. Donahue of Yale Law School, Justin Wolfers of the University of Pennsylvania, and Richard Burke of UCLA.
That's very helpful. It seems to me that the studies on deterrence are, at best, inconclusive, and that it would be improper to justify the death penalty based on this theory. Thanks for speaking with me. Deterrence can be a complicated issue.
You're absolutely right. While the debate about deterrence will probably go on, data on murder rates, as well as the opinions of criminologists, law enforcement, and the American public, have rendered this issue less important than it was previously. A punishment that is applied sporadically, and mainly in just one section of the country, tells us nothing about how to prevent serious crime in the future. In the final analysis, it's very difficult to accurately measure why some people do not commit crime. Thank you for listening to our Death Penalty Information Center podcast. To learn more about deterrence and other death penalty issues, go to deathpenaltyinfo.org.